The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Apparently, Hobby Lobby, allegedly, was importing stuff from Iraq. Archives, weird, these bizarre things that I guess were...
Artifacts?
Yeah, I guess artifacts is what I'm looking for. Strange, so these artifacts from Iraq, and they were importing them in boxes labeled sample, and they imported millions of dollars of these things, and they were all sent to, I guess, their headquarters in Oklahoma, and it seems like Hobby Lobby's kind of admitted this, that they were... buying these things, they went from Iraq to, I want to say it was the UAE and through Israel. And then they were importing them, and they were being called samples, when in reality, I guess they were these artifacts that I guess Hobby Lobby wanted to save from the region, like ancient writings and drawings. Hmm. And the DOJ apparently caught them a couple of times doing it and fined them. And now they are going to have to pay $3 million in fines, resolving the civil action.
So what was the problem with what they're doing?
I guess they're worried that these things get looted in a war zone and then get exported. So they don't want you importing something that's been looted from a historical site. They, you know, you're not allowed to do that, I guess. These nitpickers. So I guess there's a big business.
So were they actually, Hobby Lobby was doing something illegal? Because I find that hard to believe.
I know, but it seems like
illegal.
We know these people, and they're not.
That's why I thought it was fascinating.
They're not people that do illegal things.
They're misrepresented.
And who knows what level this was? I don't know. It because it was ancient text. I guess the accusation from some of the left is, and I don't know that this is necessarily shown in the suit, but like they, because of a religious interest, they had an interest in preserving these ancient texts. Writings.
Okay. Was it somehow illegal though?
Yeah, it was. It's illegal to import them because it's essentially creating a black market for these things. You go to a historical site in a war zone, take them, and then you can sell them for a lot of money. And they were also being though imported in boxes that said samples that were obviously not tile samples. They were some we might just sell ancient texts. I don't know if they're saying maybe they were going to base something off of them. I don't know what they were saying, but it's kind of an interesting thing. And I guess they've now settled it. They have to return them all and pay $3 million in fines for Hobby Lobby.
Wow.
Yeah,
it says in the story how they were wiring payments for the artifacts as well. And you may have mentioned it, but to 7 different personal bank accounts. other individuals. It was a little shady.
Mm-hmm. Shady.
You know, the whole thing was just
a
little shady.
I would not expect from.
I know.
From Hobby Lobby, from the Green family. They're fantastic Christians who were so, you know, strong in their beliefs that they were willing to be fined $1 million a day by the government for doing what they felt was right. So then to turn around and do something shady seems out of character.
I mean, it could be that they thought this was right. I would also say, too, I don't necessarily know that it went as high as the level of the Greens. Maybe, you know, had nothing to do with them. I mean,
maybe
just some other employee who thought this was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And now they're settling the suit. But it is a bizarre. What's the reasoning? Is it, do you think, just to preserve history? I mean, because there is obviously right in that, right? If you're preserving history and preserving important, potentially religious writings.
You want to do it under the law, though.
But you want to do it under the law.
I would think.
No, not Jeffy. Jeffy would not.
Yeah, if you need to get it out of there. Let's go.
How many bank? I like the bank accounts thing, too. Yeah. Like, you're wiring it to 7 different bank accounts. And the attorney they brought on to look at these said don't do it. They had...
they were warned because they were putting, you know, obviously, as you stated, they were putting the wrong country of origin coming into the States.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are you doing, man? Come on.
This is somewhat related.
I mean, we bring stuff into the country all the time from other countries that you ship to one country and then you ship it to another country, then you bring it into the United States, which happens all the time.
Well, it is strange. I was watching War Dogs, which is not a documentary, but is based on a true story. Jonah Hill is in it. It's a... It's kind of like a dark comedy, I would say. But it's apparently a true-ish story based on two guys in their early 20s, that somehow won a military bid for $300 million of arms. And they, I guess, started out small and wound up winning this big $300 million arms deal. And they needed to get, I think, AK-47 ammo, which they procured in some Azerbaijan. It was one of those countries, Croatia. I don't know. It was some country over there, Kazakhstan. I don't know. And it was, and so they went and got all this 100 million rounds of AK-47 ammo, and they wanted to ship it. They had to ship it, but they found out after they bought it that it was Chinese, which was illegal. There was an embargo against Chinese ammo. So they had to unpackage it and rebox it and then ship it through multiple sources to try to get this. Of course, the Americans actually realized it and they got arrested, shockingly. You can't get 100 million rounds past the United States, they wound up noticing. But it's bizarre. And I think the guy who headed it was 21 years old.
Wow.
How do you give a 21-year-old a $300 million arms contract? How on earth could that even happen? And, you know, I'm sure they blew much of it out of proportion. But apparently it is based on
an actual story. It was based on a true story. Yes. They can't lie.
Because it's a true story. It's based on a true story. Right. It's inspired by a true story. Right. There are levels of this. This one was based, though, so you're in the middle there in my book.
I love the inspired by true story, which means you're about to see stuff that's, well, fiction.
Yes, it's basically fiction, but we kind of got the idea.
We told this however we wanted to.
Yes, yeah.
But there's a real person who it really existed at one point that did none of these things.
Yeah.
So that's usually what that means.